South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is a member of the Judiciary Committee and was instrumental in the confirmation of Justice Kavanaugh. What goes through your mind when you see something like this, Senator?
The worst is yet to come, because the people you named have done nothing to fix the problem. The Vice President of the United States, a couple of years ago, before she was Vice President, raised money to get rioters out of jail who hit cops over the head. They had a bail fund for people beating up cops all over the country, right? So you got the President of the United States, who has been absolutely AWOL on this. You got the Majority Leader of the Senate going to the steps of the Supreme Court, threatening two justices by name. You got Nancy Pelosi, who said, the Speaker of the House, I'm perfectly okay with people going to a justice's home to try to intimidate the court to change the ruling on Roe v. Wade. So this is a logical extension to their behavior. And here's what I worry about. I wrote a letter in May to Merrick Garland to do what you suggested, arrest the protesters. We have a law in the books. You cannot go to a judge's home or a juror's house and intimidate them while they're doing their job. That makes common sense, doesn't it? The reason they haven't been arrested is because they're trying to get an outcome that they agree with. Violence is not the test here. It's what you're violent about. So Merrick Garland, I think, is derelict in his duties. He should arrest these people tonight.
What can you do as chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee? What can you do as a sitting U.S. senator? What can you do as a citizen to just try to dial this back and hold people accountable from what's been unleashed here? Because something really sadistic has been unleashed.
Well, number one, accountability will come in November. What can I do? I wrote a letter to the Attorney General asking him to enforce the law, and I got a nonsensical response. So I'll do more. But we can start blocking people. You know, we're 50-50 Senate. I'm not chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Senator Durbin is. All I can say is that the Republican minority in the Senate needs to push back and make sure those in charge of the law protecting our judges are actually enforcing the law, and they're not. Somebody's going to get killed here if we don't change this.
I think that's where it's heading. I think you're right about that, and this is a really dangerous time right now. But when you do become chair of the Judiciary Committee, because I think that's happening.
Stay tuned.
I would like a full investigation into what's going on with these justices. Thank you again for joining us, and hopefully things are calm tonight outside Kavanaugh's house.
I hope so. Thank you.